country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
We can welcome to the show, folks.
And run a trot line and a country boy can survive.
You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. With us, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And today is June 1st, 2018, and we'll update you on what's happened in the Trump era with the Trump phenomenon the past 24 hours. And you're invited to join in. What have you noticed? What have you been following since we last met 24 hours ago? And again, I don't have any bad news to share, never have had any bad news to share in the history of the Trump phenomenon. The news is all good. Let me pause here and just pick up our headlines to see what the leading headline is right now at Breitbart. Website created by Andrew Breitbart, who died young of a coronary. Well, here's one, Paul, for you, right up your tree. your favorite guy, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, said in an interview that will air on Sunday, that's today, that President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and 10% on aluminum on the European Union, Canada, and Mexico were insulting. That's his word. Trudeau said, well, he's getting really sappy here, Paul. This is very sappy. I'll tell you, this is this is not the way you negotiate economic questions. Trudeau said, I don't know his voice, Paul, so I don't know how to imitate it, but this has got to be said in a sappy way. The idea that our soldiers who had fought and died together on the beaches of World War II and the mountains of Afghanistan and have stood shoulder to shoulder in some of the most difficult places in the world, that are always there for each other, somehow this is insulting to them. The idea that the Canadian, what everybody is supposed to be crying now, reaching for a hanky, the idea that the Canadian steel that's in military vehicles in the United States, the Canadian aluminum that makes your fighter jets, is somehow now a threat. The idea that we are somehow a national security threat to the United States is, quite frankly, insulting. When asked what he thought Trump wanted, Trudeau said, "I don't know." And here it is. This is a purely economic question of making our Donald Trump trying to make our trade rational and in our own interest. And that's so sappy of Justin Trudeau to somehow go to the beaches of Normandy and feel that somehow an injustice has been done to brave Canadian men who died on the beaches of Normandy. that's really reaching for the Kleenex there. And anyway, there's Trudeau coming out with that story. And of course, what Donald Trump is doing, folks, is he's doing some great trade deals, most importantly with China, where we have a $500 billion a year and more trade deficit. And Donald Trump is changing that on an order of magnitude of in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And at the same time that he's doing that, he's having to deal with the very obvious, everyone can see it, Chinese superpower lust. They want to be a hegemon, as they call themselves. They are stuck in some really feudal Chinese ideas about China being the master of the universe. And they are building aircraft carriers. They are using all the technology they stole from the United States, our F-35 program, our F-22 program, and all our stealth technology, our missile guidance technology. They've stolen everything. And they now want to challenge the United States as a military power. So Donald Trump having to deal with China as an economic threat, as a military threat, and and also, frankly, as a terrorist threat. Because China is not, you know, when's the last time you ever heard of terrorism originating from a democratic nation? When's the last time you heard of that? Oh, it never happened, did it? Terrorism always comes from dictatorships. It always comes from madmen who run dictatorships. The British Parliament is never going to authorize a terrorist strike. Nor are the French or the Germans or the Americans or any other actually democratic nation. And I exempt from this principle the pseudo-democracies like Mexico and other countries that feign democracy, but of course there's no nothing even vaguely approaching democracy in nations like Mexico, which is an utterly corrupt system. Well, the let's look for another story here. There, last night I enjoyed very much playing Stompin' Tom Connors, the great Canadian. We sort of parted on that thought, Paul, that Stompin' Tom Connors really expressed the importance of land and you know, the history, the tradition of a people to their identity, and he did a great job of, you know, throughout his entire career of you know, sort of being doing a Donald Trump sort of operation on the Canadian people, restoring their, what did Donald Trump say, rediscovering our identity.
Yeah, he did a lot in that regard, and through the medium of music. And he was a great composer, you know, very simple, catchy songs, and a great performer. And he was called Stompin' Tom because he would keep time to his music on the stage with his cowboy boot. And he would make such a, in some cases, damage the stage, so they would bring out a piece of plywood board with a little bit of, an elevation at one end. And it wouldn't be unusual after an entire night on stage that he had stomped his way through the board. He was, you know, a real character. A character in a good way.
Yes, and he died in 2013, folks, at the age of 77. And I want to play another, some music from another man who sings echoes of Donald Trump. This is an Irishman from County Tipperary named Liam Clancy. I want to play a little Liam Clancy to you. A song called The Band Played Waltzing Matilda. And this connects to our president, Donald Trump, in this way. Donald Trump said his favorite book, his favorite read, was All Quiet on the Western Front, which in German was Im Westen nichts Neues. And it was a huge bestseller in the 1920s. It was written by a soldier who had fought in World War I. And we're going to sing, well, I'm going to let Liam Clancy sing a song about World War I, about Gallipoli, in just a moment here. And this is the sentiment. The sentiment of this song, I believe, is the inner spiritual sentiment of Donald Trump about war itself.
And listen really carefully to the words. This is not a song that glorifies war. It honors the bravery of the man who fought, but it also describes the loneliness of the veterans who returned and, after a couple of decades, are forgotten. And also the colossal blunder of Winston Churchill, who was the granddaddy behind, the architect of the attack on Gallipoli. Gallipoli is in the Dardanelles Strait that linked the Black Sea with the Mediterranean. Right. And the Turks had quite strong positions there up on the heights. So the British attacked from below, trying to go across a beach and up very steep heights. It was clearly the type of action designed by somebody who never saw action himself.
And both wars, folks, were, you know, to go to the bigger picture, both wars, World Wars I and II, were in fact insane. They're the worst things that ever happened to the white race, both wars, the second being the worst of the two. And in this action, the Australians, Liam Clancy, the Irishman, is singing about his cousins, the Australians, what a brave people, what brave young men. But they followed their commands, and they fought at Gallipoli. So listen to this. This is the same sentiment as All Quiet on the Western Front. The author was making the point that this war, World War I, was insane. And the book was banned by Hitler, wanted to launch another war, and did. Here it is.
I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, We were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, oh, he primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours, and the Turks bury theirs. Then it started all over again. Those who are living just try to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks, I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, then I wished I were dead. I never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity.
Excuse me, having to interrupt there. We can't play the whole song for copyright reasons, but we can comment on the song. We can play the whole song if we interrupt the thing. I apologize. To comment on it as a social commentary. Yeah, it's a beautiful song there, Paul. I don't know who wrote it, but Liam Clancy is gone. He was the most famous singer of the Clancy Brothers. And I'll look up the song. I'll look up the song to see who wrote this amazing song. Here's just another moment of it. I just interrupted just for legal reasons.
And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. So now every April, I sit on the porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war.
We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
I can't find the Megyn Kelly, the spot in the Megyn Kelly interview with Donald Trump, where she asked him, what's your favorite book? And he says, Eric Maria Remarks, All Quiet on the Western Front. But the point of raising this in a Trump phenomenon show is that Donald Trump, you can hear it. During the break, I did a little research here, and the writer of and the band played Waltzing Matilda is Eric Boggle, born in 1944 in Scotland, in Peebles, Scotland. Not far from Kelso, Scotland, actually. And he now lives in Australia, where he's very celebrated as a songwriter. So he's alive now, and this song is one of his most famous songs. He's written some other songs, one called The Green Fields of France, about the insanity of World War I. And he also wrote a book about the fighting in Northern Ireland between Protestants and Catholics, which he also he makes the point that it's crazy. And that's a song about the tragedy of a young man who's killed. And he never identifies whether he's Catholic or Protestant, whose side he's on, because the point is it doesn't matter. It's crazy. It's crazy that we are people, we fight with each other. And anyway, the Donald Trump, yeah, Donald Trump gets that. There, some people don't get it. Some people are warmongers. Some people relish fighting. They're crazy. But Donald Trump gets it. And you can hear it. You hear the sincerity when he talks about, you know, when he's in front of soldiers and he says, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, $6 trillion wasted, and more importantly, thousands of lives wasted. He doesn't glorify that at all. He sees the ugliness of what's happened. And, you know, this is one reason I'm so happy he's our president. He isn't going to start a war like some others have started. Because they don't understand. They don't, in their hearts, they do not have the disgust with war that Liam Clancy has here. I'll let him sing another a little bit of this.
The young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me, and their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and you have to see the intensity on Liam Clancy's face as he sits on a stool with his guitar and plays that, the quintessential Irishman. And that's what a beautiful song. Eric Boggle, that's worth remembering. And remember the song, you know, we all know the kind of the silly song, Waltzing Matilda, which is a, you know, just a happy song about gallivanting around Australia as a young man with your, what was that rucksack that you carry? It was called my something. I forget the Australian slang for these things. This is an utterly different song. And it references the fact that the veterans of World War One in Australia, they would, I forget the name of the day, Paul, but it's a famous day when they march. They march no more.
It's
but
called Australia Day.
Australia Day. No. They marched in honor of the veterans of that war. And there was a poignant moment in the song there where Liam Clancy sang it that, and the young people ask, what are they marching for?
Yes.
And then the veteran who's lost his leg says, and I ask myself the same question.
Oh, yeah, this is a really gripping song. That's why I was urging our listeners to listen carefully, but it's not just background, noise or music. It's you want to catch the words because they're powerful.
And something that's true about this, you know, about who we are, you know, our folk, who we are. You know, Liam Clancy. Can anybody sing or recite poetry like the Irish? I don't think so. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life.
Well, hopefully the best of the free life is not behind us, folks. And here's some reasons for hope here. Here's some headlines. I'm going to just go through a few quickly here. Here's an amazing story. The Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank issued their second quarter gross domestic product forecast. It will grow at an annual rate. Our economy, they say, will grow at an annual rate of 4.8%. That may sound like, you know, well, 4, 3, 2, 5, what's the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. Under Obama, the economy grew at 2% or less, never recording even 3%. 4.8% is, in the world of economists, is spectacular. It's a boom. is what that is. And this is a forecast from the group that I thought would be the first to try to tank a Trump boom. It seemed quite logical to me that Trump, the economic genius, would, and conservative and, you know, patriot, he would do things that would boom our economy. But I thought, if you'd asked me before the election, will the Federal Reserve try to tank the economy to crush the Trump regime, or the regime, wrong word, the Trump presidency? Yes, I would have said the Federal Reserve will pull the plug, do some of the things that they apparently have the power to do, inflate the currency, deflate the currency, dry it up, dry up credit. They can do all sorts of things. They haven't done any of those things. In fact, Federal Reserve personnel have said good things about Trump. Every report issued from every bank of the Federal Reserve has been sunny and optimistic and reinforcing the value of what Trump is doing. I'm a little stumped by that. That's good news. Let's go to another story here. And these have come out regularly. Every quarter since Trump took office, the Federal Reserve has been sending out stories saying the economy is in a boom. It's for real. And Donald Trump is making it happen. Here's a story. I mentioned that Mexico is not a democracy. It's not a part of Western civilization, even.
it was when it was originally settled, but not now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Breitbart reports a study. Since 2017, 100 Mexican politicians have been assassinated. Let's see. The 11 candidates have been murdered per month this year. And the updated report indicates that in the last 3 months, 3 attacks per day against politicians per day.
Is this good news or bad news?
Yeah, well, it's the bad news for anybody who wants, to think of Mexico as part of Western civilization, but it's confirmatory news for those of us who know that Mexico is not a part of Western civilization. In 67% of the killings, the victims were attacked by gunmen who specifically targeted them. In 16% of the murders, victims were found with signs of torture or other methods of extreme violence. I think that harks back to the, if you haven't seen the movie, you need to see it, Apocalypto, a movie directed by Mel Gibson. Apocalypto. Have you seen it, Paul?
No, I haven't.
Well, yeah, put that on your to-view list. You probably find it on YouTube or, in all or part.
The man who did Christ, the movie about Christ.
Yes, The Passion of the Christ.
Mel Gibson.
A hugely successful movie by Mel Gibson. And there's a similarity between the two movies. It's good you mentioned that one, Paul. The Passion of the Christ was done largely in Aramaic.
Yeah.
That's a language of biblical times, which... And there's not a single word of English spoken in The Passion of the Christ because the whole thing is a reenactment of The Passion of the Christ. And nobody was talking English in that scene. And when you watch the movie, you come out of the theater moved, let me tell you.
Very
huge, hugely successful movie. And the you come out of the movie, all you've seen is subtitles in English, but you have this certainty that you heard every word that was spoken. It's amazing. It's uncanny how Mel Gibson does that. Well, he does it also in Apocalypto, where not a single word of English is spoken. And what is spoken is what Mel Gibson, using historical scholars and linguists, he recreated the closest approximation he could get to the Aztec and Mayan languages of the period when the conquistadors, just before they arrived in Central America. And in this movie, Apocalypto, I don't know how, I mean, this is, you got to watch this movie, folks. It shows you what Mexico is. It shows you the brutality of the actual culture of the Mesoamericans, the Meso-Indians, Paleo-Indians of that time. Well, I just mentioned the signs of brutal torture on the victims of these gangs in Mexico. Well, watch Apocalypto. That's what they do. Watch them cut the hearts out of people, living people, at the top of these glorious pyramids, right? They're glorious, all right. They would take persons, stretch them out on their back, take an obsidian knife, slice their living, beating heart out of their chest, and then lift it up, still beating, with blood spurting everywhere. And then they yank the heart out. And, you know, they chop up the person and throw their body parts down. The reason those pyramids were steep, you want to know the reason? So that the body parts could tumble all the way down. And then the Aztecs at the bottom, they had nets, and their form of their NFL weekend was to catch the heads and limbs as they bounced down the completely blood-soaked pyramid. And then they, whatever they could catch in their personal family net, instead of, what do they call it? Tailgating. Instead of tailgating barbecue, their version was that they would take the head and boil it in a pot right there at the base of the pyramid and, snack on it. That was their culture. And has it changed that much?
Some of the brutality of these gangs inflict on one another is reminiscent of that.
Well, you know, they find bodies in Mexico, you know, like hanging from bridges, overpasses, you know, 10, 12 bodies hanging by their necks or, you know, without their heads. Or they'll find a whole bunch of heads lined up with detached from their bodies somewhere. You know, this, anyway, this is our good neighbor to the south who, do we need a wall between us and Mexico? Do we need the population of Mexico coming in here? Really? Watch the movie Apocalypto coming to a theater near you and that whole culture coming to your town. Let's see here. What's another headline here? Sorry for the graphic nature of that. Here's great news. Donald Trump just met with North Korean officials, and he says the Kim Jong-un summit meeting is on. He confirmed today that his scheduled June 12th meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore will take place. He met with a North Korean official for an hour today. He says, I think they want to do something, and if it's possible, so do we. Trump downplayed the notion that a deal with North Korea would be reached quickly. It's a process. We're not going to go in and sign something on June 12th. He said, we never were. And he says he thinks it'll take time. And he said, but this is all very good. And it goes back to our opening theme. I didn't intend this when I started the show. Donald Trump, the peace president, he does not want war. He will do whatever he can to avoid war, because he knows, the man who whose favorite book is Eric Maria Remarque's, the greatest anti-war novel of all time, All Quiet on the Western Front, he is not going to let us get into a war. And he's not going to go for the nonsense of these people who use wars to accomplish their other political ends. Like this clown, George Bush Jr. Yeah. Remember the scene when he landed? He got himself in a suit to look like a jock, with, you know, like a, almost like with a cod piece sort of arrangement on his flight suit. And then he had himself landed as if he himself were landing on an aircraft carrier. I'm trying to remember which carrier. I think it was the Ronald Reagan, which was held offshore in its home port of San Diego. The crew, and these nuclear carrier crews, they go out on long tours of duty, 6 months plus, that they, you know, they steam. The carrier was held offshore and delayed its entry into San Diego just so George Bush could land on the deck in an act of insanity. The security people were tearing their hair out. And then he could hop out of the cockpit with his codpiece on and then say, he had a big banner up on the bridge of the, I think it was the Ronald Reagan, that said something. What was the banner? It said victory. It said mission accomplished. That's it. Mission accomplished. And of course, was the mission accomplished in Iraq? No, it just got worse after that, and also in Afghanistan. But for George Bush, he thinks this is, you know, this is fun. I'm going to get in my stud suit and make you think I'm an aviator. And in fact, all that happened was he was in a two-seat side-by-side jet, and of course, the naval aviator, you know, landed him on the deck, and he had nothing to do with that. Why was it necessary for him to land on the deck of an aircraft carrier with a whole crew arrayed out there on the deck, and then America watched as he said, mission accomplished? And that's the kind of person that gets us and our nations into wars, starts nuclear wars, starts world wars, and has no conscience, has no understanding of the death and suffering of war. So you won't see Donald Trump wearing a codpiece landing on a nuclear carrier. Go look at the picture, folks, if you want. Let's see. Let's find another good story here. Oh, here's an amazing story. Remember this woman, Samantha Bee?
Okay? Yeah.
She called Ivanka Trump a feckless C blank blank T. And her show is called Full Frontal. Okay, so, oh my gosh. And feckless is a Scottish word, which means it comes from the word effect, the way Scots pronounce it. So she's in other words, a futile, worthless C blank blank T. Okay, now, get this. How was Samantha Bee treated after this? Was she demoted? No. Was she fired? No. No. The Television Academy, after she said this, gave her an award. They had a little award ceremony, and they gave her what award did they give her? The Television Academy Honors Award, and that just proceeded, you know, uninterrupted. That went right ahead. But here's the interesting twist to it, as Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story. The Television Academy, which is full of these Weinstein, you know, type people, they barred the media. This is interesting, Paul. They barred the media from their own award show because they didn't want you out there to see Samantha Bee getting a top honor after she calls Ivanka Trump a feckless you-know-what. They actually closed, I mean, the media barred the media.
And the amazing thing about this is Samantha Bee, in her comments or diatribe, was needling Ivanka to use her influence with her father to do something about his immigration policies. Well, if I'm trying to persuade you, or even pretending to try to persuade you to do something, I don't insult you and call you a really vulgar name.
And this all happened last night, folks. You would have watched this on TV, but it says late on Thursday night, last night, the last second, the Television Academy abruptly barred the news media from reporting from the award event held in Hollywood. B was slathered with praise by the Emmy Award group. These are the people that give out the Emmys, folks. The top awards for television. And honored for her educational and inspirational content, their words. And here's a quote from the Television Academy. For its dedication to making the audience laugh while making it think, the Television Academy is proud to include Full Frontal with Samantha Bee in the Television Academy Honors. What's beautiful about this, folks, of course, is that it just, you know, the left is just shooting itself in the foot time after time. If people needed to see any more demonstration, they're getting it from the left as to how upside down their world is. We got one more break, and I'll go to the callers here right after this break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We've got one more segment to go. Dr. Kelly is with us from Northern California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, James. It's kind of heartbreaking to hear those factual things laid out in those songs. And, you know, it's really humbling. And thank you for sharing that stuff with us. And I would hopefully end on a good note. Have you seen The Art of the Insult yet?
No. Oh, what is this?
I totally recommend it. I haven't seen it yet, but the trailer's good enough. And I really appreciate you when you're on fire and you're calling these thumbsuckers what they are, and you're calling them out. I encourage folks to go use their public comment wherever available, and if somebody's sucking their thumb or picking their nose or worse, you got to name them, shame them, and defame them.
Yeah. Well, now here's some more good news of those people that need to be shamed and defamed. The latest word on CNN, here's John Nolte. He's one of the greatest writers at Breitbart. John Nolte says, CNN's ongoing ratings crisis has now reached the point where the far-left anti-Trump channel was unable to place a single show in the top 25 in the month of May. Worse still, the Stormy Daniels network did not have a single show that managed to attract an average of even 900,000 total viewers, much less a million. The overall picture for CNN is disastrous. Even as Fox News climbs in the ratings, the hate-spewing CNN collapses. It's just CNN is doing so poorly, it does not even have a star. Every single hour is a ratings disaster. Their top show is the pathetic Anderson Cooper, who placed at number 26 with an average of only 888,000 viewers. Now, folks, we might not. I'll tell you, that's a small audience. Yeah. And with the exception, let's see. Every single show on Fox News, every single show, regardless of the hour it airs in, beats CNN's highest rated show.
Yeah, I think wow. I heard that Yogi Bear were higher rated than CNN or something.
Yeah, yeah. This is, folks, now how good is this? It's really important, folks, because it really shows. It's a great note. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for taking us to this note of hope to end the show with. Is that it shows something? Those ratings mean something. They mean that your neighbors, your countrymen, are tuning out the left. They're turning off. They're turning off the propaganda.
What?
Yeah, Paul.
I'm one of those few people, I guess, who watches CNN, and I must say it constantly raises the blood pressure, the endless diatribes. It's not even news. It's just nonstop ranting against Donald Trump. And it's good to see a lot of people just not watching it anymore.
Well, let's hope that they're put out of their misery soon at CNN. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. Don't stop. Hey, Simon.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.